The U.S. Central Command says special operations forces are deployed in the Baghdad area. These elite troops are called upon to conduct some of the most dangerous missions in a war, and they face a constant threat of capture. NPR's Joe Palca reports now that researchers have found that these troops have brain chemicals that respond differently to high-stress situations, setting them apart from others in the military.
At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the U.S. Army has a survival school where soldiers get a dose of what they might face if they're dropped behind enemy lines. Major Gary Hazlett is a psychologist who works with the school. He says in addition to providing training, the school is an ideal place for studying how people respond to high-stress situations. Hazlett says in one training exercise, the soldiers are sleep-deprived, food-deprived, and kept constantly on the move as they try to evade their instructors. Ultimately, they are caught and interrogated.
They're tired, they're hungry, they're sleepy, so their bodies are physically being taxed, and then psychologically, they're under significant challenge. They have been tasked to try to continue to perform well in a situation that is similar to being captured.
To conduct his studies, Hazlett formed a collaboration with Yale University psychiatrist Andy Morgan. Morgan says he and Hazlett studied troops taking the survival course to see whether some tolerated stress better than others.
Actually, I went in not expecting to find any differences between these guys. And I thought, look, these are Rangers, Marines, they're Special Forces guys. They kind of sound the same to me. I'm sure that they're all pretty stress hardy, pretty stress tough. And I don't think I'm going to see any differences. In fact, I was wrong.
Morgan found that the Army Special Forces, known as the Green Berets, consistently got better marks from their instructors for performing well under stress. And when he looked at the levels of two brain chemicals known to relate to stress, Morgan says there was something remarkable about the Green Berets.
When they were exposed to high-intensity stress, they seemed to release much more norepinephrine and neuropeptide Y, and after stress was over, they came back to baseline. They sort of cooled off quickly and came back to where they started from, whereas the other groups of soldiers that we studied were depleted. They actually were then at levels in their hormones that were below their starting point.
Morgan doesn't know why the Green Berets' brains responded differently under stress than the brains of other well-trained soldiers. But just the fact that there are these measurable changes gives him and other researchers a tool for predicting who will be the most resilient when they get onto the battlefield. Gary Hazlett says the Army's interest in understanding this is obvious.
If we can find out how people tolerate these stressors, you know, what are their particular advantages, whether it's psychological or whether it's physical, then maybe we can take those advantages and impart them to others.
And Hazlett says it may be possible to use this information to help select the candidates most likely to complete the rigorous training that it takes to become a Green Beret. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.